Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Pei Hei, at the top, continuation from yesterday's daf, at the top of Amud Aleph, the Gemara relates that Chazal had a Mesorah, had a tradition that five seeds in a 6x6 Tfachim handbreadth garden bed would not have a Yanika, would not have to be drawing nourishment one from the other, and it would be permitted. So the Gemara right away asks, from where do the Chachamim have such a Mesorah? So Rashi explains this to mean that the Gemara wanted to give a basis for the statement of Chazal that the Chachamim were truly knowledgeable in agricultural matters. Therefore, they had the authority to make an authoritative statement on the Shiur Yanika, on the measurement of how much, how far away they have to be, certain number of seeds in a particular area. The Daf Ladaf thought this whole question was unusual because we have numerous places in Shas where Chazal taught concepts without a clear sourcing, and the Gemara didn't quote people who were asking questions in those instances. Menali Rabbanan, where do the rabbis get this from? Since we have the principle of Sod Hashem Lireyav, that Hashem reveals secrets to those who fear Him, which is from Tehillim, Perachav Hei Pasuk Yudal, it's a concept that's found in a number of places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his secrets available to the Chachamim. One such example is the Gemara in Sota Davdal Mirbeis, which states that Ben Azai knew the minimum amount of time for a sexual act to take place, even though he himself had never had relations with a woman. That's in the context of the Parsha of Sota. So Gemara says, how did he know? This was because of Sota Hashem L'Riyav. Hashem reveals the secrets to those who fear Him. There are other examples of this in Zechas Sota, and later on, Daf Yud, Sanhedrin, Daf Memches, and so on. If you have a suggestion for why our Gemara does question where Chazal got their information from by the seeds in the garden bed and doesn't just fall back on Sota Shem Mirav, I would welcome your thoughts. Back to the Gemara, which quotes a pasuk from Devarim Yates, and Gemara says, "Losasi gvul reyecha asher gavlu rishonim." Person shouldn't move over the border or overstretch their property to the place where people had said it in the first place. So Machlokas Rashi tells us how to understand the nature of this prohibition. So Rashi says there's a prohibition of planting near the border of the neighbor because it damages their growth, their vegetation, by drawing away the nourishment. Well, Tosos says the Isser is Kilaim. The Isser is Kilaim, and you don't violate, it's a forbidden mixture, you don't violate Losasi Gvul of overstepping the boundary because it's a Lav Hanitan Lehishavon, which is a prohibition that you can put it back. You can get it back till it wasn't square one, and therefore a person doesn't get punished with Malkos with a type of prohibition such as that. Another example of this is when in the Seres Adibros, the Lo Tachmod, not to covet, it's a person will not be giving Malkos for this because this is something that one could put back to how it was. Sholom Meshiv, Yosef Sholom Nisenson, in Madur Tanyana Chelek Dal Simen Kuf Samech Aleph, he asks on this Tosos, how can be that you can take back what you have done? Yes, you can put back the land and put back the border to how it was, but the soil and the ground was quote-unquote stolen or drawn into your own planting. Your plants, there's seeds in the ground, they're drawing away from the other person's field. So what are you actually able to return? It's all been absorbed. So Sholom Meshiv explains, we're forced to say for Tosa, since the whole prohibition of Hasagas Gvul is the Yanika, is the drawing of nourishment, what's going on inside the ground, when it comes to Kilei's Rhyme, when it comes to seeds, forbidden mixture of seeds, then there is a return. The guy will take whatever grew out of the ground and he gives it to the other person. Whatever is nourished in the ground, that's his. But whatever grew, that will be part of the prohibition. He has to return that. When it comes to Kilei HaKerem, when it comes to the vineyard, this wouldn't work because the vineyard is his. So even from this halacha and kilayim, we can draw a deep and important mussar that sometimes we're connected to someone else and we cross a boundary and take advantage of them, even without intention or subconsciously for our own needs. Realizing and respecting our and other boundaries and other people's boundaries is the foundation of the Torah.